The good times continue to roll right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So anxious to catch up with our next guest live and in studio. That, of course, is Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. Gosh, this is an exciting time to live in Houston. How about these Astros? They continue to roll.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since we've seen the stands filled like they are right now. 2008, the last time they were even in a hunt. 2005, the last playoff appearance. And in my opinion, they're in the best situation since 1998. To this point of the season, every single year they had to fight and claw to get in a postseason play. The appearances they made in 99, 01, 04, 05, those went down to the very end. This one right here, it could go down to the very end. Five-game lead looks awfully nice for the Astros.
You know what's interesting? I was thinking back and reflecting on some of our earlier conversations, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, but I think you had told me at the beginning of the season we were kind of giving the forecast on what we think the Astros would be able to do this season. I think you said that maybe around that 83 win mark or whatever. Looks like they're going to surpass that. I mean,
the funny thing is when I talked about that, people looked at me like I was nuts because they thought I was way overshooting it, that I was a homer. There's no way the Houston Astros could finish over 500 this season. And boy, now we're talking about a division championship. It really goes to the direction this team took last season where we've seen them get to 70 wins. Not an impressive season by any means, but you started to see signs on this roster. They're starting to turn that corner. And then when they made the additions to fix the bullpen, you knew Carlos Correa was going to come up this year. I feel like there was a lot of things in place. You just didn't know how quickly they would start to turn this corner. It's gone a lot quicker than I think anybody could have imagined. The pundits, the national pundits out there, that had been ripping the Astros year after year after year, the process, saying what they were doing, losing games was wrong, that this isn't the way baseball is supposed to be. It is an awful coincidence how all of a sudden now they're Astros fans.
Okay, so how do you see this playing out for them in the month of September?
It's going to be interesting to see what they do in September because they've struggled so much on the road, and there's going to be some pivotal road games. They're going to play the Rangers in seven more games. There's going to be three at home, four on the road. They're also going to play the Angels on the road. They've got to take their road trips and play about 500 ball, maybe even a little bit under 500 they could get away with, but they're going to have trouble winning this division if they lose every single series like they had been doing for quite some time. But they win two out of three versus the Yankees. Now they're in Minnesota. Can they start to turn that corner? Can it get out of their head? And more importantly, with George Springer coming back to the team, he's the guy who united everything on offense at the start of the season. Hopefully back in just a couple of weeks.
So we kick off our conversation talking about the Astros. But what about the Rangers? They're now in second place and are a legitimate wild card contender.
Yeah, I think that they can really hang on and maybe compete for the second wild card. They've far surpassed what I thought they would be this year. And you have to give credit to the guys on that team, the veterans on that team, Adrian Beltre, Prince Fielder. These guys turning in some pretty solid seasons. Beltre, after he got back, has been finally starting to turn that corner and hit like he used to. The lineup's been solid. Shin-Soo Choo's been a disappointment for the team, yet he's starting to do a few more things offensively. Really, the problem I have with the Rangers going deep anywhere in a postseason play is their bullpen, now ranked 28th out of 30 teams in major leagues. It's really hard to win in 2015 with that recipe.
One of the teams is kind of confusing to me out of the AL West is talking about the Angels. I mean, they've slipped a little bit, and Trout, what's up with him? I mean, he's like ice cold.
He's gone ice cold, but it's really a problem when you look at this team that if one guy gets that cold, that the whole offense falls apart, and that leads to a lack of depth offensively for the Angels this season. I feel like has been the story of their season, where they've had to go make several moves to go and try and fix the outfield. David Murphy, Shane Victorino, they picked these guys up hoping to kind of change what's going on at the top of their order. But really, when you look at that Angels offense, it's Cole Calhoun, it's Albert Pujols, it's Mike Trout. Three guys out of nine positions in the lineup. Those three are really good, don't get me wrong. It's just hard to win when you don't have depth, and at the bottom of the order, it becomes a black hole. Angels not quite the team they were last year yet. They have a lot of veterans. They have a lot of guys that have won before. I would look for them to really compete for a wild card position with the Rangers. I would imagine that either the Angels or Rangers slot into that number two playoff position behind whoever gets second place in the AL East, though there's still a lot of baseball, a lot that can happen.
Okay, so we're talking about some of the teams that are on the rise, but what about one of the biggest disappointments in Major League Baseball this year, and that's the Mariners.
Yeah, the Mariners are hard to figure. It's.
Did you see that coming?
No, I thought they were on the rise last year. They had a solid season last year. They didn't make postseason play, but for them it was a good step forward, and they've taken 10 steps back this season. Robinson Cano, he's had a very under par season for his standard. So his second half has been quite a bit better. Nelson Cruz has been a masher. That's really the same story of the Mariners as we talk about the Angels lineup. It's just they have a couple good hitters in the lineup, and it falls off tremendously when you get past them. They go and add Mark Trumbo. I don't think it really did much for them. I really feel like they have to make some pretty significant additions to that lineup in the offseason. They have to find a true leadoff man for that order. And then also the bullpen. The bullpen, a strength of that team last season, has been Achilles' heel this year. Fernando Rodney getting designated for assignment. Guy was a top five closer. Now he can't even, you know, pitch for the team. So it's been a lot of things that have gone wrong over in Seattle. I would imagine they could come back and be strong next year. Same with the Rangers. Even if the Rangers fall short, they get Yu Darvish back next year. They get Cole Hamels a 1-2 punch. If they're able to fix that bullpen, Mariners and Rangers could be very strong teams next year. And that's why if I'm the Angels, I'm the Astros, I see ourselves in this position. They did the right thing by trying to go for it and win this year, because I feel like these two teams could reload pretty quickly and get back to the top.
Talk to me about the AL East. Is this a two-team race?
It definitely is at this point. The Orioles are hanging around. You can't discount them. You really can't discount the Rays either. If you're mathematically in the race, somebody can make a run, and we've seen it a lot of times. I like to stress every time I come on this show, every time on my podcast, that there will always be a team that nobody is talking about going into September, and then they end up reeling off 17 out of 18 games
crazy.
Or something crazy and gets them right back in it. So there's still some breathing room when it comes to AL East. Logically, I think it's probably going to be the Blue Jays or Yankees.
They're the sexy pick, aren't they?
Yes. Everybody's behind the Blue Jays. I tend to believe in the Yankees more than most people do. A lot of it has to do with that shutdown bullpen. Get a starter who throws five or six innings, they shorten games. However, the real worrisome thing about the Yankees is their offense. Is it going to hit a wall at some point with all the old legs they have on that team?
Okay, give me a quick hit on the Red Sox. Where do you see this team going in the direction?
That's kind of confusing. Dave Dombrowski comes in. I want to see what his view is for the Red Sox. I think the first move that we have seen, I don't know if he orchestrated it. I don't know where it came from, but that's trying to try out Hanley Ramirez at first base. He was miscast as a left fielder. He's really miscast anywhere. He doesn't keep himself in great shape if you look at him, but he can still hit the ball. And if he can still hit the ball, he can get in the lineup. I ultimately think his position is designated hitter in a few years, but if you can get him to play first base, maybe you get a little more out of him than putting him in left field. As for the team, it's really about fixing that pitching staff. They put together a staff that I felt like should have been good enough this year, but really nothing worked out.
Simply the best, Andy Pondilla, with our weekly YSR news and notes, our MLB news and notes. Thank you, Andy.
No problem.
Okay, much more college football talk going to be coming your way right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back with much, much more.